Good afternoon, everybody. How are you all? Enjoyed so far?
Yes.
Good. Right. So I'm going to kick off. I've got 20 minutes to cover about 50 slides. I did ask if I could lock the back door, and they said no. So I could run over it quite considerably.
You can after we've left.
Okay. I'll be talking to myself. Right. I got a bunch of slides. I just really wanted to talk through what we as Veritas are doing. I think first slide that obviously kicks off, if I can get this thing working right. So let's talk about a couple of things. So how many of you guys know Veritas at all? So we've got a few hands. About half the room, you guys know us at all? A lot of people talk about us as being the backup company. We're a software information availability and protection company. That's our history, our heritage. What we want to talk about today is a concept that we've got, which is around how do we take backup to the next level? How do we take our technologies to the next level to help you be much more intelligent about your information? So, quick question. When you're backing up data, protecting data and everything else, your crown jewels, correct me if I'm wrong, it is your data, yes? Your information. Your crown jewels are your information. What you run it on, you don't care. But if you lose your data, you lose your information, that's potentially one of the biggest challenges for you. The other challenges you've got really with regards to information is I can back it up, but also I want to start bringing in concepts around efficiency. I want to understand my data. How many people here today can tell me what PowerPoint presentations they were writing 3 months ago? Or what Word documents they authored 3 months ago? And beyond that, can you remember what emails you were writing last week? You've possibly got a little bit of a sense about what's been basically going on. But so we have a concept called 360 data management. 360 data management, for those of you who know our technology, which is NetBackup, is one of the primary technologies that we've got a long heritage and long history in. One of the things around our technology at the moment, and sorry if you just joined, we're slideless at the moment, so I'm just talking through some of the concepts. 360 data management turns around and says, first of all, you trust us with looking after your data and backing up and doing backup and recovery of your data. So why don't we help you understand your data a little bit more? And what we've got is certain concepts that are out there today. So visualize this, and if we get the slides up, I'll actually show you what it looks like. Visualize this. You today take your backup and your recovery. You know what you're doing on a daily basis, a weekly basis. But what if I could tell you I could take your NetBackup catalog, your catalog of your full index of your data, of all your information, and I can show it back to you in a portal. That portal will show you how old your data is, who last touched it, what type of data there is basically sitting inside it, and it will visualize it in geographic locations. So if you're backing up in remote offices, I'll show you where those remote offices have got that data. We then start thinking about how can we classify that data. So we start getting into then looking at, well, let's index your data and then start running policies against your data. So we've moved from what is a backup and recovery technology. So visualize with me for a second. At the top, we start with backup and recovery. We start going around the wheel. And we start from backup and recovery to take your catalog and visualize your catalog for you using a technology called information map. We basically take your catalog, load it up, and provide you and any of your business users a portal so you can investigate who are the biggest creators of data, who are the biggest, in essence, keepers of old data and why they're keeping it, whether you're editing policies or not. And then I want to provide you with a searchable capability of your data. I want to be able to show you your data better and provide you searchability. How many people here have heard about Enterprise Vault or heard of technology called Enterprise Vault? Use it today? So, again, a long-standing technology inside the Veritas portfolio. There's a technology that in my previous life was one of my favorite partners with the technology I used to sell around long-term retention. But the richness in that technology is the index it creates of your data. So, first of all, I backed up your data. I'm now visualizing your data. Now I'm going to provide you with a searchable index of all that unstructured data. Unstructured data is possibly the hardest area where you can start saying, where is my data? And you've got new regulations, or not new, but they've been out for a little while now, things like Poppy down here. How do I identify personal information inside PowerPoint, Word documents, Excel files, all those sorts of things that are in the classic unstructured world in an email? Well, Enterprise Vault can go and scan all that information, can index that information, and then one of the byproducts of the technology, which it's talked about, is an archiving product, but archiving is another option that you can choose, which is, once I've understood my data, I could say, do I want to keep it? Do I want to move it somewhere for a longer term retention or because of the cost associated with that one? One of the natural byproducts of it is because it can identify identical files, it does deduplication for you also. So when you move the data, it creates one copy of the file. So if we all get the presentation that was meant to be here, like I send it to all of you, okay, we'll take this one slide. If I send this presentation to all of you, if we bring it into Enterprise Vault, you'll all get your own pointer to that file, but there'll be one copy of that file sitting inside Enterprise Vault, so we can reduce the amount of capacity that's taken up. Because typically what happens, I send you an email, you detach it, you put it on your home directory, you put it in a folder of your own, you put it somewhere else, and you just duplicate data all over the place just because of natural ways of you working. So we've gone from backup and recovery to visualizing your data to now providing you with searchable index and capabilities that you can understand your data. And by the way, we also have in the next release of our technology, which is coming out, called 12.2 of Enterprise Vault, we also have a classification engine. And we've released the new EU General Data Protection Regulation rules. We're going to be introducing Poppy over the next few months as well, so that you'll be able to actually go and scan all your data and look for those personal information bits that basically could be something that you should be saying, am I keeping this data? Should I keep this data? So you can actually have a bit more of a business reason behind what you're basically doing. So we go from backing it up, providing you visibility, providing you a searchable capability, predominantly focused on your unstructured data. Databases, we really, as a company, we today haven't trodden on the toes of databases, but I'll come on to that in just a second. But ultimately, what we're saying is databases, you know how to search databases. The biggest problem with databases is how many copies of your databases people are creating. Anybody here a DBA or ex-DBA database administrator? Yeah, ex-DBA. So if you get given space and somebody says, give me a little bit of space to go and create a database, and I want a database because I want to do test and dev, or I want to do some analytics or something along those lines. One of the challenges a DBA has is, number one, I've got to prepare that database. I possibly need to mask it. I need to get it into an environment. Am I going to copy it? If I'm an Oracle DBA, I'll most probably use RMAN. I'll dump the database into a location, manipulate that data. It takes a good chunk of time to deal with it. Then I go work out who needs access to it. I'll present that access to them. And one of the technologies we've got out there is a technology now called Veritas Velocity, particularly aimed at database administrators. Come back to the backup and recovery thing. Am I doing okay on my visualization piece? If I keep doing that, that's backup and recovery. If I do that, which one was that one? Information map. Well, anyway, let's just keep going. So, start on the backup and recovery. If I backed you 9 times out of 10, we've already backed up your database. Somebody turns around to you and says, can I please have a copy of the database? Well, because it's already backed up, instead of you working on the production system, you can take a copy of that database, put it into a Velocity appliance, either a physical or virtual system, and you can then manipulate that data in a single location and present it to whoever needs access to it, masked or unmasked for each of those people. So in other words, it becomes a view that they have. It's one copy of the data, so no longer do we get multiple copies of databases being bounced around all over the place, and the view each team has of that data is unique to that team. So if they modify data in any way, they can only modify the view of the data. So we've significantly shrunk down the amount of copies. We did an assessment of one of the big banks in the States just recently. So we did an assessment where we said, how many copies of databases do you have? We found that they had 20 primary databases that ran their business. This is a big global financial institution. They have about 20 primary databases. Who wants to have a guess at how many copies of databases we knew that they were managing at any one time? 260 copies of 20 databases, some with more than 20, some with more than 20, some with only about 4 or 5. But one of the biggest challenges is, why did you do that? Because I needed to provide copies of databases for different teams over periods of time, and I'm not very good at clearing up after myself. Well, this solution is about how do I bring that into one location, create one copy of that database, give every team that wants it, so if my legal team wants clear access to the data with no masking, no obfuscation, then great, they get clear access to it. We're all feeding off the same database. The test and dev team don't need all that clear access, so we go and reduce their visibility of that data to the data that they need to look at for their test and development. And guess what? Next time I've come up to the top bit, I've got backed up that data again, I can go and refresh it again. So I can actually give you now a brand new view of that. And think about this, this is all being fed from backup and recovery as a primary way in which we can go and get access and visibility and knowledge of your data. And the final piece we sort of kick around to is how do we provide organizations with business continuity and resiliency? So cloud adoption is accelerating. And if, how many of you here are looking at cloud services actively and actually starting to adopt? So we've got a couple of hands where cloud services are kicking in here. So again, apologies for not having the slides here. So I'm gonna do another visualization here. So, because we know, if people know how Veritas sort of started its life, it used to do storage management, it did clustering, it did multipathing, it was always really, really good at doing the stuff. So if you think about how mainframe was challenged by Unix, Veritas was very much one of the early technologies to make Unix enterprise ready. Linux then challenged Unix. Well, we, before Red Hat and all the other organizations created their capabilities, we picked our software up and dropped it into Linux and made Linux enterprise ready. Then we did the same with VMware. Now VMware has built its maturity and built its enterprise readiness to a large degree. And now we're doing that for OpenStack, and we're also doing it to the cloud. We're helping organizations take their environments. So we have a technology called Veritas Resiliency Platform, which is a single, it has the promise of a single click business continuity solution for you. So we will take all of your existing investments in technology, so regardless of what replication technology, storage technology, applications, databases, those sorts of technologies, because of the way in which we've always worked in those environments, one of the key things that we have been able to do is actually automate the recovery of those systems. We've now got a cloud-first strategy. We've got big partnerships with Amazon Web Services, Microsoft with Azure, with IBM, we've got with Google, where we now can actually start doing business continuity to the cloud. We can take certain services and give you business continuity to the cloud. But if you think about it, business continuity is only just a staging point that says, if my data and all my systems, and I can control all of those applications, replication technologies, and all the things that you want to basically make sure your data's in sync with, Veritas Resiliency Platform, we will take all of your runbooks, we will automate all of your runbooks, work with you to get this going, and if you want to run a dress rehearsal at any point in time to say, I want to simulate a full data center failure, or I want to simulate my critical application failure, and all the different tiers of applications that I've got in there, then you can go and do that with our Veritas Resiliency Platform. So, and one of the things about it is we feed ourselves with, and we can control our net backup technology. Back to the top again, I can control my backup and recovery. And most recently, we've had certain customers who, I don't know if any of you got hit by the latest viruses that basically wiped out systems. We've had a couple of customers that have, the only way they could communicate with each other and with us was via WhatsApp and via mobile phone. Every system has been taken down. They've relied on us to basically rebuild their backup environment, get the backup environment up and running, and recover their applications very, very rapidly using our backup and recovery technologies, our instant recovery technologies, and our resiliency platform capabilities as well. So we're now in that sort of capability that you put your trust in us to look after your data and recover your data. We're now providing you with much better intelligence and insight into your data. Availability to be efficient with the way that we can do archiving and also now control your databases. We do Oracle and SQL, by the way, today. We'll be adding DB2 towards the end of the time. And in essence, right now, we're all in that process of creating an environment that adds the whole resiliency, end-to-end business continuity capability. That is me talking to one slide with our name at the top there. That is pretty much it. But if you want to know more, please come down to the booth because I can tell you that not having the slides, it didn't help me, but hopefully what I said resonated with you. Come and have a chat with us down in the booth. I'm going to be heading back down there right now because I think I need a drink. and I will see you guys in a bit. Thank you.